Quote, "Meditation on loving-kindness begins with friends and people you are fond of. It has the nature of wishing that they meet with happiness. Gradually extend the meditation to include strangers and even your enemies. Habituating yourself to compassion, you will gradually generate a spontaneous wish to liberate all sentient beings. Therefore, having familiarized yourself with compassion as the basis, meditate on the awakening mind of bodhicitta." End of quote. The measure of your cultivation of the awakening mind of bodhicitta is similar to the cultivation of compassion. First, you cultivate bodhicitta as a contrived experience. Then you cultivate the awakening mind of bodhicitta as an uncontrived experience, which is the state of the genuine awakening mind of bodhicitta. The great Indian master, Shantideva, has said that all the sufferings we see in the world arise because we are so self-centered, because we wish only for our own personal happiness. All the happiness we see in this world arises because of our taking care of the welfare of other sentient beings. If we compare ourselves with the Buddha and calculate how many faults we have and how many perfect qualities a Buddha has, we will be able to discover the drawbacks of self-centeredness and the advantages of concern for the welfare of other sentient beings. Because of the practice of cherishing the welfare of other sentient beings, the Buddha achieved omniscience and is now the embodiment of wonderful qualities, whereas we ordinary sentient beings are in a way the embodiment of faults because of our self-centered attitude.